Melnick in the Afternoon. Listen live weekdays from 3 to 7 on TSN 690.
Welcome back, Melnick in the Afternoon, TSN 690. Mitch Melnick, Rod Francis, Mitch Gallo. Thanks to Connor for sitting in yesterday. He'll be back at 7. Habs and Flyers tonight right here on your home of the Habs in the NHL trading deadline, TSN 690. Right now, we switch gears, talk a little baseball. Welcome back to the show. Longtime major leaguer, expo in his heart and soul. Once recorded with Rush up at Morin Heights. He is the founder and the president of the Montreal Baseball Project, organizers of the big Expos Gala in the early spring at the Hyatt Regency downtown. He is Warren Cromartie. How are you, Crow?
Hey, Mitch. Let me just say this for the record.
Yes?
Just me and Giddy, we just played around a little bit. I didn't record anything up there at Morin Heights. We just messed around a little bit.
So you're not on an album?
Yeah, I'm on the Subdivisions record, the top left hand corner on the record there. Warren Cromartie Secondary School. They just dedicated Subdivisions record to me.
I thought there was a track that you did hand claps or something or backup vocals.
No, not at all. Now that's when we met when they were recording Subdivisions up there in Morin Heights. That was a very strange day, but it's been 40 years, man. My boys are hitting the road again, and they're coming to Montreal. I'm looking forward to come up there and check them out. Could be the last for a while.
Yeah, right. Like Kiss had their last concert, right? And Cher had her last concert, the farewell. Now, Motley Crue's coming. It's the final Motley Crue tour of all time with Alice Cooper. How's that for a double bill?
I like a couple of their songs. You know, I'm a big Alice Cooper fan. Took him forever again. Supposed to be a hell of a golfer, you know?
Yes. He channeled his addictive personality from the bottle to the golf course. Much healthier.
Yeah, what a transition, man.
So what's going on?
In the Hall of Fame.
What's going on? This Montreal Baseball Project Gala, you have added a significant individual.
Yes, and I'd like to announce it. MVP is... We're very proud to announce that Vladimir Guerrero will be at the gala, the 2015 Expo All-Star Gala. So we're very excited about it. We had to hunt him down a little bit, but I got him. He's looking forward to come up to Montreal. He's going to be on a little tour before he comes to Montreal, and hopefully I can keep him there pretty much the whole week and do a couple of things with him. But, you know, the theme pretty much will be now, I guess, mixing the old with the new. And, you know, my whole thing was at the start of the Montreal Baseball Project, it was mainly talking about the grassroots, how important it was for the grassroots to know where some of these stars came from and when they play in the era they played in. So we got a little mixture April 1st, Wednesday night at the Hyatt Regency Hotel. You can go to MontrealBaseballProject.com to get some tickets, and we're very excited to have him. And, you know, when you're talking about Vlad, you're talking about one of the most pro players, most exciting ball players, intimidating hitters in the game, especially wearing an Expo uniform. So,
well, he turned 40. He just turned 40, Warren, and I was off. Was that yesterday? He just turned 40
yesterday.
And I know Connor on the show was asking listeners for their favorite Vladimir Guerrero memories on the occasion of his 40th birthday. And I'm driving back from Boston in this, you know, supposed nasty snowstorm. It was windy and some snow fell. And once we hit the I-89 in New Hampshire, we were fine. There was no snow. But I'm thinking, geez, I remember, and you know Vladimir used an interpreter, and occasionally when he had his brother with him, Wilton, sometimes Wilton would ask as an interpreter. Vladimir could speak. He was just not as comfortable in English as he was in Spanish. And I was doing a television show at the time, you might recall, the Expos this week. And Vladimir was being out hit by Wilton. Like, at the time of the interview in June, Wilton's batting average was well over 300, and Vladimir was around 270. And I said to Vladimir, you know, I thought it was obvious that I was being a little, you know, flippant and just looking for a laugh. How do you feel about the fact that you're being out hit by your brother? The glare, I was like melting like the Wicked Witch in the Wizard of Oz, the way he looked at me. He understood perfectly well what the question was. And Wilton was afraid to even translate. And it was like an awkward silence. They're looking back and forth. And finally, I smiled and said, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, well, he's pretty intimidating sight, too. And, you know, having Andre Dawson and Reginald Legends there is going to be quite interesting that evening. And we're honoring Jacques Doucette as well. And, you know, we're excited to have him. And he's one of the prolific players of our time. So I don't know if he's going to get into the hall, but we sure going to talk about it a little bit, try to get the momentum going, because he already said if he gets a chance to go in the hall, he's going to wear the Expo cap. So
yeah, but it's not
thing.
Up to him. It's not up to him, Crow. It's up to the Hall of Fame.
No, that's right. It's up to the Hall of Fame.
I mean, they could take into account what the player wants, but ultimately it's the Hall of Fame call.
Yeah, the Hall of Fame's call is what kind of hat you're going to wear, thanks to Wade Boggs and Winfield, guys like that who maybe had all the other alternatives as far as getting into the hall, because we all know Wade Boggs should have went in as a Boston Red Sox.
Right. Now you talked about how elusive Vlad is. I don't know if he's been back. If he has been back, it was for a visit without anybody really knowing about it. But how difficult was it to track him down and convince him that people want to see him and miss him?
Well, going through a couple of representatives, we finally narrowed it down, and it was a fan knew him, and his agent that he's working with now, and it kind of came together kind of quickly, because I've been trying to hunt him down for a while, and he's going to come with his agent, and we're just looking forward to him. I think he's very excited. I know he's very excited to coming back to Montreal. So we're mixing the old with the new, the theme. It's about time some of these young folks know how the Expos got their name and why they are who they are, and some of the players during that era with Vlad get a chance to see the big guy once again. And I got to tell you something. I remember Felipe a little introducing me to him. And, you know, he was like a little Abner, man. He was so strong. He was so raw, so natural. Showed up at spring training or tryout with two different shoes and didn't have a glove. And he does a bunch of things now in Dominican for his baseball school. He's got a kid that's supposed to be hitting the ball pretty well. I've seen some video clippings of the young Vladimir Jr. He's got that long swing like Vlad, but he's doing some positive things in Dominican, which is a good thing.
Man, do I feel old. Delino DeShields, his son is in the, you know, just got picked by Texas in the Rule 5 draft. Now you're talking about Vladdy's son. I mean, this is, time marches on, huh, Crow?
You got Kenny Hill, kid, who's a quarterback. Was at SMU. I don't know where he's going now, but, you know. Hey, life goes on, my man. But we're very excited to have Vladimir Guerrero at the 2015 Expo All-Star Gala, which is Wednesday, April 1st, at the Hyatt Regency at 6 p.m. with cocktails. And hopefully we can get a bunch of people there and, you know, continue the momentum, to continue the journey, because that's a great week.
It's a great, great night. It's a great night. I know some people, I don't know why, but they resisted the temptation to head out to the previous two on the 81 Expos and 94 Expos. If you're a baseball fan and you're an Expo fan, you got to be at this gala, because it's not just what Crow and the organizers put up on stage, which is fabulous. It's a whole vibe, from the cocktails through the silent auction for charities and rubbing shoulders with these people in a very relaxed environment like never before. It's a really good, strong, warm vibe, this All-Star Gala.
And we're trying to, last thing, Mitch, is, you know, this is our week. This is Montreal's week, during that week of March, to say what we need to say, show what we need to show at that moment, because the following week, the baseball season starts. So we play, and I'm going to turn you on a little something here also. I'll come back at you the first week of March to announce something really nice again for that we got planned. So stay tuned for that. And
okay, before you go, I think Mitch Gallo wanted to ask you something.
Well, I was actually going to ask about the video of Vlad Jr. because it's unbelievable how similar the batting stance is to his old man. But I guess, Crow, just by announcing that Vladimir is going to be at this event, you realize how you're tapping into a completely different generation of baseball fans compared to the last time. I mean, 1994 guys is one thing, but Vlad was with the Expos up until 2001.
For sure, for sure. I mean, this is an opportunity for the grassroots to get to know, get to see Rusty Staub, Mr. Expo, and we have a Hall of Famer. We have a potential another Hall of Famer, and we have Vladimir coming in here now. Who
I think he's going in.
We're just trying to mix all with the new and to keep it going, keep the vibe going for the Montreal Baseball Project, and to stay in the forefront of things because. You know, we're on to something, so we're going to need that support.
I just learned something today. I've believed all these years that you're on the album by Rush, that you're actually in there, that you may have sat in on the drum kit, and, you know, even if they dubbed in a 10-second bit for that. And I have shared that information with people who respect my knowledge of music, and now I have misled them.
Well, you're halfway right. Gedi and I playing drums in my garage. He came down for a couple of days, spent some time with me and the family. And we next thing you know, I went to the music store, picked up a bass, and we made a little tune with Ben Meek. I don't know if you know Ben Meek. He's the producer of Katie Lang, her big famous album a few years back. He played the violin on, I think, Spaceship Columbia on Subdivisions. But anyway, talented. A musician, they came down, we spent some time, we made a little record. I guess you heard that little thing we did. I sound like Joe Tex.
Yeah, well, that's what I was thinking of. Yeah.
Yeah. That's a little thing we played around with. But, you know, they're coming to town, and we're going to have a great week with baseball and the Big O. So, Vladimir, are you Vladimir fans? Hook him up. He's going to be in town. He's going to be happy to be here in the Montreal Baseball Project. We're very happy to have him.
So once again, Vladimir Guerrero added to the roster, which includes Rusty Staub, Andre Dawson, Tim Raines, Andres Galarraga, Jacques Doucette. It's April Fool's Day, Wednesday, April the 1st, 6 p.m. New hotel down the street at the Hyatt Regency Hotel in downtown Montreal. Go to MontrealBaseballProject.com and don't miss this. Great news, Crow. Thanks for sharing it with us.
You got it, pal. See you next time. Bye-bye.
Melnick in the Afternoon. Listen live weekdays from 3 to 7 on TSN 690.